New in January, WatchingAmerica.com culls newspaper articles from all over the world, translates them into English, and posts them daily on the web. But not just any articles. These are items strictly about America, its leadership, military adventures, and culture. How does the world view America? Robin Kerner, co-founder of WatchingAmerica.com, set out to provide the means to find out. Where might the articles come from?
Any country that has a newspaper online of any kind.
Really?
So that's pretty much every country on the planet.
That's one of the big value adds of our site, is that you can read, you know, at the touch of one button, which is the whole point. For example, what the Iraqis are saying in their own language to each other about the United States, and everything on the web page is about the United States.
Kerner uses internet technology to get the translations, which have to be refined.
My co-founder, a gentleman called Will, is a former editor of the International Herald Tribune. And when he brings his editing expertise to the output of the translators, you actually end up with perfect English.
There are no ad revenues or subscriber fees, so what keeps the funding for this enterprise going?
It's been funded out of my pocket. If we ask for registration or subscription, we will probably cut our audience. And the whole point is to make this available to the public, to give the public something they haven't had before.
Once it's rolling, there might be a way to generate revenues, inviting visitors to click on an ad, but not now.
I'm working hard to just get the word out. A lot of people who see it stick to it, so it's just a question of getting the word out to enough people. I mean, it's the only thing that does what it does.
I suggested ads to facilitate arms sales between nations. Kidding, of course.
Somebody suggested that the CIA might pay more for the list of our readership if we did have registration than any other way we could profit from it.
WatchingAmerica.com takes no position on U.S. policy or that of any other nation. But after 9/11, it's become obvious some people hate us and fear us, and not just Osama bin Laden and company.
What would make someone frightened of a country? Do they have the biggest weapons? Do they have a history of using them? Do they make statements about using them outside their own territory? Do they have the capability of so doing?
And so, when Europeans were polled a couple of years ago about who they regarded as the most dangerous man in the world, the answer came back resoundingly, George W. Bush. Kerner says when someone outside the U.S. talks about the U.S., they're saying much about themselves.
The Western world is affected by views outside it. And yet they may be based on prejudice, they may be based on envy, they may be based on all kinds of things, but it helps us to know what they are.
Here's an interesting observation from a world watcher.
People outside America are often more affected by American policy than Americans themselves.
And Kerner says you'd be surprised at the depth of knowledge many foreigners have about America. Kerner says for America as the richest, most powerful nation on Earth, an insular approach, the a pluribus unum approach, as he puts it, has worked. Success, as it always does, has worked.
Americans just not have needed to know as much about the rest of the world, but it seems to be changing. It always comes home to roost.
The site is WatchingAmerica.com. Michael Ambrosini, KNX 1070.